Over the past two decades, the United States has spent more than $120 billion on systems to defend against enemy ballistic missiles. The growing threat has been a boon to Waltham-based Raytheon, the world's largest maker of guided missiles and radar systems. And now with what's called a new threat on the horizon, and with federal spending on space-based defensive weapons possibly taking off, Raytheon is hoping to again lead the way. This morning, WBUR's Bruce Gellerman again takes us inside Raytheon for the second in our two reports about Massachusetts' largest manufacturing company.
In the main lobby of Raytheon's massive Andover facility is an ancient but familiar-looking kitchen appliance. Tom LaLiberty is vice president of Raytheon's Integrated Defense Systems.
Decades ago, there was a Raytheon engineer named Percy Spencer who was experimenting in his lab, and the chocolate bar in his pocket melted.
That gooey eureka moment gave birth to Raytheon's best-known commercial product, the radar range. The engineer discovered the microwaves generated by the radar component he was working on could heat food.
The electronics that make up radars are the same basic electronics that are in microwave cooking.
Radar works by bouncing microwaves off objects to determine speed, distance, and direction. The top secret development of the technology helped the Allies win World War II. Today, radar is Raytheon's bread and butter, a critical part of virtually every missile system it builds.
So business is good. As you might imagine, the threat drives our business, and the threat continues to grow around the world.
Raytheon plays a key role in something called ground-based mid-course defense. GMD uses a global network of land and sea-based radars designed to detect the launch of enemy nuclear-armed ballistic missiles, then determine trajectories and targets.
Four, three, and fire defensive missiles
based in California and Alaska.
Ignition.
The idea is to slam into an enemy warhead as it travels in space. And smash it to smithereens with a kill vehicle. Basically using a bullet to hit a bullet out of the sky. At least that's the way the $40 billion system is supposed to work. President Trump likes the GMD.
We have missiles that can knock out a missile in the air 97% of the time. And if you send two of them, it's going to get knocked out.
We certainly have a strategic missile defense that does not work very well.
Physicist Laura Grego disputes Trump's numbers. She's with Cambridge-based Union of Concerned Scientists. Grego investigated the nearly 20-year-old GMD program.
So out of the 18 tests of this system trying to hit an actual target, it hasn't succeeded 50% of the time, just shy of that. And is out of the last five tests, it's only succeeded twice.
That's why you do testing, to essentially find the issues that have to be resolved.
Raytheon VP Tom LaLiberty doesn't dispute Grego's statistics, but does come to a different conclusion.
I think we could look at the recent test results for ground-based missile defense and have a lot of confidence from those. Those are pretty stressing tests that the system actually performed very well.
Raytheon makes the business end of the GMD, the refrigerator-sized kill vehicle, in Arizona. It's supposed to hit enemy warheads in space, but its track record has been poor, and Raytheon is redesigning it from the ground up. But now, there is a newer technology that could dramatically transform the threat of nuclear-armed missiles. It's already disrupting Raytheon's business. A Chinese video shows off Beijing's new hypersonic glide vehicle. Launched atop a long-range ballistic missile carrying nuclear warheads, the re-entry vehicle can maneuver through the atmosphere as fast as 20 times the speed of sound, and is able to evade existing ground and sea-based radar systems. If you can't see it, you can't shoot it. Air Force General John Hyten is head of the U.S. Strategic Command.
Hypersonic glide vehicles are threats that both Russia and China are building now that are very, very significant in terms of our ability to see them and provide warning. We need to figure out how to deal with those.
India, Israel, and the U.S. are also aggressively developing hypersonic vehicles. In recent years, Raytheon has reportedly invested $500 million in hypersonic technologies. Company details are highly classified, and there are places in Raytheon's Andover plant the Department of Defense keeps off limits.
The door says DOD closed area. Are we going in there?
We can. It's up
No recording devices.
No recording devices. We couldn't get in, so we moved on down a half-mile-long factory corridor, where teams of Raytheon workers make the next generation of military microchips. They're the brains for new radar systems and missile sensors able to endure the harsh conditions of space, part of an early-stage defense project to spot enemy hypersonic vehicles from above using satellites and high-flying drones. Again, General John Hyten.
So our adversaries have been watching that again, and that's why they're going down hypersonics and maneuvering reentry vehicles and all the other pieces. Those are counters to us. We have to counter them.
The Pentagon is also testing unconventional weapons that could zap hypersonics out of the sky using intense blasts of microwaves, the technology Raytheon helped pioneer, and light. Raytheon Vice President Tom LaLiberty.
I think in the future you'll see a wider range of things like lasers and other directed energy type technologies that would be brought to bear.
But Laura Grego of the Union of Concerned Scientists warns against an escalating arms race. She says any future missile defense system will only instill a false sense of security.
So the idea is if you have a 6-foot fence protecting you, they might build a 7-foot ladder. So as you build more missile defenses, your adversary will build more missiles.
Federal funding for hypersonic technologies has been only a fraction of the U.S. Missile Defense Agency's budget, but there are calls to fast-track spending. And as the race to place sensors and energy weapons into space takes off, the sky may no longer be the limit for anti-missile systems and for the fortunes of Massachusetts-based Raytheon. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bruce Gellerman.